This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Donating money is one way to spend thoughtfully, but there are a lot of other ways to show financial support for causes you believe in. Everything from buying organic foods to investing in socially responsible companies to only shopping for clothes made in the U.S. Well, we asked Marketplace listeners about their own mindful consumption, and we got a ton of responses about putting your money where your morals are. On Facebook, Chris wrote to say, "I am honestly very mindful to spend the least amount for the product sufficient for my needs." And Carlos wrote, "I became a vegetarian 4 years ago. Good for health, good for animals, good for the planet." Well, we've asked two of our other Facebook friends to join us on the program today. Leslie in Bergen County, New Jersey. Hi, Leslie.
Hello there.
And Kelly in Valley Grove, West Virginia. Welcome to you both.
Hello. Thank you.
So, Leslie, I want to start with you. Why do you think of yourself as a mindful consumer? What does that mean to you?
For me, it's about having an awareness about everything that's involved along the chain of manufacturing any given product and knowing the origins and where it started, thinking backwards to where it all began. And so that does impact me.
And Kelly, what about you? What's it mean that you think of yourself as a mindful consumer?
Similar to what Leslie had said. Additionally, packaging is an important part of the piece. Also, transportation, so buying as locally as possible.
Now, buying things like this can cost more. I know from personal experience, it can be hard at the grocery store to choose one thing over another when one is so much more expensive. Leslie, how does that affect you?
It is definitely an impact. I go through kind of, a Sybil multiple personality experience every time I go to the supermarket, in which one second I'm like, well, I grew up on conventional foods. It doesn't matter. And then I'm like, yeah, but the pesticides weren't as bad back then. But it's so much more expensive. And my daughter, just stuffs down the blueberries nonstop. And so it's complicated. And, honestly, I'm sporadic. I do organic sometimes, and then other times I'm feeling, go for what I can feel like, works in my pocketbook. So it's complicated.
And what about you, Kelly? How does cost factor in for you?
Cost is certainly a significant factor. I have three small children. I am a stay-at-home mom primarily. I work very part-time, and my husband works a nonprofit. So cost is absolutely an issue. But, we try to play that same game where I feel my husband tells me that I have multiple shopping personalities sometimes. And we go back and forth all the time as to whether or not it's worth it to purchase sweatshop-free clothing for our children. And, sometimes we'll settle on yes, and occasionally, more often, we settle on just purchasing used clothing for our children. Just there are many different things. It's kind of a fluid situation.
Now, you've mentioned your community a couple times, Kelly. Why is that such an important part of how you spend your money?
We actually lived in northern New Jersey for a number of years and moved back to West Virginia for very specific reasons. It has not been an easy transition all the time. There are a lot of things that we left behind, including access to maybe more products that were in line with our way of thinking. But now we live in a small town. We're able to connect with other people in our community. We're able to exchange goods and services. And there's certainly a cost of living issue. We made a decision to move away from a place that was a big city to a smaller town because of the cost benefits of a lower cost of living.
And so was that move in and of itself an example of mindful consumption, do you think?
Absolutely, yes.
One more thing that came up on our Facebook page a lot and that I think about myself is mindful consumption as not buying. Is that something that for you, Leslie, factors in sometimes?
Oh, absolutely. There's nothing more satisfying than not going out to lunch at my office and, having packed. I think about that all the time, like for sure, food-wise, but also clothing-wise. I know Kelly mentioned buying used. I'm a huge fan of that. I'm also a huge fan of hand-me-downs. I mean, for my child, for me, for my husband. I mean, and we revel in it, you know. I mean, it's just kind of, you know, we have all these fun nicknames, like a sand me down from my friend Sandy, and a Dan me down from my friend from my sister Danielle. I'm cognizant of it all the time. I'm cognizant of what I can reduce and what I can reuse and recycle, and not just recycle in the way of recycling plastic or glass, or it's recycling clothing, it's recycling books. It's about money, and it's about sharing, and it is about community. So
one thing that struck me is I recently had a baby. He's 7 months old, and I know you guys are both moms, and I find it really hard to find the time to be a mindful consumer, yes. Maybe the way I did before.
Yes, I think that's huge. In the beginning, everything with my daughter was organic. Everything was, and of course, it's gifting, right? Everybody's gifted you the soft organic cotton blankets, and you're like, this is what should have in her skin forever. And then reality comes, and you work, you know, 8:30 to 6, and then Children's Place is sending you a coupon for $3.99 and free shipping, and what's a girl to do, right? So I think it's, you know, you do make choices based on convenience. For me, I do. And I feel a little pangs of guilt, but I also, it's sort of my reality, so.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think at certain points, my oldest is 7.5, and there have been points where I've worked full-time, part-time, and not at all. But I think as a parent, it's not beneficial to you, your child, your family, to beat yourself up over what you can and can't do with the time that you have.
Just do the best you can.
That's true.
Kelly and Leslie, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Leslie and Kelly contacted us on Facebook, and you can too if you want to weigh in on the conversation about mindful consumption, or you can send us a message at marketplacemoney.org.